Donald Trump has been charged with plotting to overturn the 2020 US presidential election result. He's on the front of almost every newspaper in the United States this morning. The four counts include conspiracy to defraud the US by using dishonesty, fraud and deceit. The charges follow an inquiry into the riots in Washington, D.C. on January the 6th, 2021. In total, he's now been charged in three criminal cases, but remains the favourite to be the Republican candidate in next year's presidential election. Julia Manchester is with us. She's national politics correspondent at The Hill, a newspaper in Washington, D.C. Julia Manchester, thank you for taking our call at this hour. How serious is this for the former president?
It's quite serious. He's facing a number of conspiracy and obstruction charges, and this could potentially result in jail time, or at least you will see prosecutors try to aim for prison time. Now, this is just one of many legal issues Donald Trump is facing. This is the third time he's been indicted in roughly 4 months. There's an indictment imminent or potentially imminent in the state of Georgia, where he's being investigated for allegedly trying to overturn the presidential election results in that state. So it's very serious. Prosecutors are certainly going after him, and it has the country very polarized right now. You have Democrats saying that Donald Trump should be subject to the rule of law like any other person. And then, of course, you have Republicans saying this is political. This is the Biden administration's Justice Department going after a political opponent.
Will he be arrested? Will he appear in court?
He will be arraigned tomorrow in Washington, D.C. He will appear in court. Now, in federal court here in the U.S., cameras aren't allowed. So you'll see him walk into the court and be around the court, but you won't see him inside the court. Of course, when he was arraigned in New York City earlier this year in relation to a hush money payment case, that was at the state level. So you saw those images. But you won't see the images of him in court, but you will see him be arraigned. And I would expect, like the other arraignments, Donald Trump's campaign will make this really, will take this as an opportunity to campaign, to fundraise, to galvanize his base, because this is something that gets them fired up.
Three indictments against him. Can he continue to run for the presidency and be elected as president while all these cases are arraigned against him?
He can in theory. However, there's questions about how he logistically does that. So, you know, there's been reporting that he's been, burning through a lot of his campaign cash to pay these legal fees. And then, of course, for a lot of these cases, he has to be present in court later this year or next year. And that could take away valuable time campaigning or strategizing. So that's going to create some difficulties for him. But yes, he could theoretically become president, campaign for president, and this wouldn't stop him.
Could he go to prison and be president?
Yes. We've never seen it done before, but theoretically, yes. Of course, there's a question of whether he would actually go to prison. I mean, this is someone who's almost 80 years old, a former president. If we saw that, there would be a question of, you know, what would the reaction from the public be? Would there be, you know, rioting, that sort of a thing? So we're really in unprecedented territory here, because nothing's happened like this before in the U.S.
He's not the only one indicted in this case.
He's not the only one indicted. There's six other co-conspirators, including former New York City mayor and his former attorney, Rudy Giuliani, Professor John Eastman, who helped give him some advice for the argument to overturn the election. So he's got co-conspirators, and they will be having to answer to a lot of this as well.
You mentioned the fact that this is dividing opinion. Is it likely to win him any new supporters?
It's hard to say. I think there's definitely a fatigue among Americans with the drama Donald Trump is facing, but also the drama Democrats are facing. Remember, this is all in tandem with President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, facing his own legal issues. And, you know, with Donald Trump, running so far away in the polls and, you know, appearing to be the potential Republican nominee, it seems like it's a choice between Trump and Biden. They both have this baggage. So, you know, I don't know if it gives him new supporters, but it certainly galvanizes his base, because the Republican base believes that there is this bias as to how Republicans are treated by federal law enforcement in the U.S. versus Democrats.
Julia Manchester in Washington, thank you very much for speaking with us.